This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia's the latest state that's going to be reopening some businesses, as restaurants today can reopen their dining areas as long as they adhere to nearly 40 specific guidelines. One example, just 10 customers allowed for every 500 square feet of space. Brian Kemp, the governor, opened other businesses on Friday, from bowling alleys to salons and gyms. New coronavirus cases have been slowing in that state. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government is doing everything it can to help the economy recover.
We are putting in an unprecedented amount of fiscal relief into the economy. You're seeing trillions of dollars that's making its way into the economy, and I think this is going to have a significant impact.
Mnuchin saying yesterday he expects the economy to be running again by June or July. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say they're mourning the death of one of their own after a shooting as officers were searching for a murder suspect yesterday.
As a result of the shooting, we lost a 21-year veteran, the Baton Rouge Police Department.
That's the chief, who says a second officer is wounded and still fighting for his life. The suspect did surrender after a 4-hour standoff during which they say he fired more shots at officers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's ready to get back to work after recovering from COVID-19. The 55-year-old returning to No. 10 Downing Street yesterday after spending 2 weeks at his country residence. The White House says President Trump spoke with him by phone a couple of days ago, and the two agreed to work together to combat the global coronavirus pandemic. Wall Street futures up at this hour as oil prices do continue to fall. Dow futures up over 100 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
3 people are dead, 16 people wounded after a violent weekend of shootings in Chicago. The most recent killing was last evening. Someone fired shots into a vehicle on the city's northwest side, injuring a 21-year-old woman and killing a 25-year-old man. 2 men were killed in separate shootings on Friday evening and early Saturday morning on the south side of the city. It's the second straight violent weekend in Chicago after 5 people were killed and more than 24 were wounded a week ago. In most U.S. cities, the pandemic has tamped down crime. In fact, violent crime in most cities is at record lows. The first virtual NFL draft drew record TV audiences. The NFL says this year's draft was the most watched NFL draft ever, drawing 55 million viewers over the course of 3 days. The numbers included at least a 32% increase each day as compared to last year. The NFL also says that more than $100 million was raised during the draft to help fight COVID-19 and give back to first responders. and Facebook now offering dating help in this day of coronavirus isolation. Facebook says this new feature is coming out within the next month or so and will stick around even after the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Live.
Hey, it's how we roll. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I'll tell you, a number of weeks just keep on going by that America has been held hostage. And over the weekend, with all the despairing viewpoints of the governors and political apparatchiks, do you feel better? Do you feel like you've got more information or less? Or are we abandoning reason altogether? You know, it's interesting that the number of new cases of COVID-19 is still rising. This according to Governor Hogan at his Friday press conference. He says Maryland is not yet able to lift our restrictions. Hogan, of course, a Republican. He says, I'm optimistic that if Marylanders continue staying home and continue practicing physical distancing a little while longer, our numbers will continue to plateau. And he added that he was hopeful the process would begin in early May. That seems to be the general sweet spot and safe zone for most governors. I mean, the difference here, maybe a week or two between most of the governors. Of course, Governor Kemp surprised everybody when he was the lead dog in saying, look, we're going to start to liberate. We've looked at the evidence. It is pretty clear. And we're going to get more into this because we have a doctor, a Stanford doctor, who has given us, you know, pretty good analysis of what's going on. You've got Whitmer, the governor out of Michigan, who is on the former Vice President Joe Biden shortlist to be his running mate in November's general election on Friday. She was on the Sunday circuit as well, and she rolled back some of the state's restrictions allowing lawn service companies, landscapers, plant nurseries, bike repair shops to reopen with a caveat that they must still abide by social distancing guidelines. So I guess if you're going to get some seeds there at the local nursery, you got to make sure you have social distance. I think you can start planting seeds again in Michigan. And it's interesting, Whitmer, you know, because of the notoriety that she has, you know, to really be on the short list of Joe Biden's vice presidential nominees or candidates is a bit surprising because she's, you know, she's about 18 months on the job and has indicated pretty clearly that she's wet behind the ears and needs help. And now, you know, to be considered to be elevated to a vice presidential position, a bit interesting. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams pretty much said, look, at if Joe Biden doesn't pick me, which is interesting because she had said before she wasn't interested. Now she's all in and says that if Biden doesn't pick a woman of color and her specifically, then, you know, that's going to be a huge mistake. I mean, she's already thrown out the race card. They're in the middle of all this, and she claims that, you know, if you look at her race there in Georgia in this last cycle, which I believe she lost like at least by 80,000 votes. I mean, it wasn't even close. But she says she has the ability to build a constituency in a broad coalition, I'm not sure how broad, where that broadness comes from, but that's her claim. And of course, Amy Klobuchar was also on the circuit. And, you know, she feels that, she's, I don't know, there's certain aspects of Amy Klobuchar that are very impressive, and whether or not she can be the one, but let's face it, really, I mean, and you've heard rumors, and this has been around for a long time, is that why not Michelle Obama, except Michelle Obama, even according to her right-hand legal aide, has said, there's no way, you know, she's not interested, doesn't want it, but... you know, it really leads into, you talk about the conspiratorial language. It's quite interesting. But I want to get into a little bit of what this doctor, as I mentioned to you, and he was with, he was on Fox with Martha McCallum. And when I read his article, I said, wow, this is really brilliant in terms of bringing some peace to this whole situation. Because he says, look, at the data's in. Stop the panic and the total isolation. This is Dr. Scott Atlas. And he had some interesting things to say. And we're going to play this first clip here now. It says, so why should we stop panicking?
Well, I mean, I think we're in a different position now than we were a month ago. And that position is... we have a lot of evidence. We don't need to just simply emphasize hypothetical projections. We can combine that empirical data. Instead of ignoring it, we can combine that with our knowledge of fundamental biology. Decades we've known a lot about viruses, a lot about infections, and for decades even about this family of viruses. And then we can thoughtfully combine that evidence with the way to restore the country in a safe way.
And I like what he goes on to talk about in terms of what we've learned so far.
Well, sure. I mean, these are some of the key facts that we've learned. Point number one is that the overwhelming majority of people do not have any significant risk of dying. This is shown all over the world. And in fact, what induced the panic was this overestimation of what's called the fatality rate of the infection by the World Health Organization. But in reality, it's a fraction. So if you take the number of people who are going to die and you divide it by the people who are infected, they got 3 to 5% of people, which is very high. But now we know from data all over the world, including the U.S., that a massive number of people have the virus that were either asymptomatic. In fact, 50% of people that are infected have zero symptoms. And then another large percentage have nothing really significant that demands any medical care, and certainly not hospitalization. So when you look at the newer data that has come out, the estimates are that the fatality rate is very low, maybe 0.1%. I mean, it's not set, it's not known exactly, but these are estimates. And we also know that when you take the people who are going to die, two-thirds of people from, this is New York data, two-thirds of people are over 70. 95% of people are over 50. If you're young and healthy, you have essentially zero, near zero chance of dying. And then the last part of who's at risk to die are, when you look at the hotbed in the U.S., New York City, it's something like 99.2%. Today's data of all those investigated for underlying conditions, 99.2% had some underlying condition.
Well, Dr. Scott Atlas, he's the David and John Tritel Senior Fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, former Chief of Neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center, and breaks it down, brings some reason to all this. So I'm going to give you a word that is actually from the 17th century. It's a concept called Occam's Razor, Occam's Razor. And this is a useful tool in logic. It says, don't multiply the agents in a theory beyond what's necessary. So basically, what it reminds us is that we're complicating this way too much. But this is the problem when the intelligentsia comes in and everybody wants to have a say, and we want to overanalyze this this whole process. Which, you know, I think there's more to be learned from all this. But yet, you know, we have a new generation of humanity will come along, and they will complex things because that's the order of the day, and people need to demonstrate to everyone that, hey, I'm a designated elite, and I know better. But, you know, there's reasonable things that are taking place here that people are doing, and this is really having a grave effect on it. I don't think the government needs to be, you know, policing this. I mean, the logic is telling people, hey, look, you need to stay home, wear a mask, wash your hands, good hygiene, all that good stuff. And most of America is compliant, and look what's happening. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plan a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plan a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent. It's the way we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we start another week together, getting through this isolation. But I'm with you. I'm very optimistic. I'm seeing light at the end of the tunnel here. And after all that we've gone through, I think the shame of it all is that if we learn little, I think this is a grand opportunity for us to learn so much, to realize that something like this virus could turn our world upside down. And our world, not just America, but around the world. I mean, look at the impact that this had. I've got a soundbite from Tom Cotton coming up, too, because, you know, that is something, you know, relevant to, you know, China and the China vector focus that needs to be looked at here. And some have said, of course, there's been a lot of pushback by the Chinese influence within our own country, our own government, our own media, just saying, hey, don't look here, just keep going, you know, everything's fine, it's, you know, we're okay, it's not us, in fact, we're actually doing everything we can to save the world, because we're the good guys in all this, and it must be, you know, the U.S. military, because, you know, we had a little cross-cultural deal, and, you know, they came around, and they're the ones, they're the ones that deposited. Certainly they were. You know, so this is the problem with all this, whether we're talking about the practical aspects of the quarantine that we've been going through. The reality is that, you know, we're long on opinion, short on facts, and we have to be careful that we do not allow this rumination of opinion to overwhelm the facts, and we let go of common sense, just like I said, that useful tool that was given to us back in the 17th century by William Ockham, and he was a brilliant theologian, philosopher in the medieval period. And basically, so don't complicate the matter. I mean, if you don't want to multiply the agents in a theory beyond what's necessary. And this is what's been going on with all these analysts and doctors, and everybody wants to chime in like they know what's going on and really kind of confuse the situation. And of course, the media has not been helping us either, because they're all about getting attention. So they want the big headline, and Donald Trump is a great catalyst for that. And they pivot off of what the president says. But getting back to what you know, Dr. Atlas was sharing with us, and Dr. Atlas, of course, recognized senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution and the former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center, a brilliant piece that he wrote about. And he goes on to talk about the overwhelming evidence all over the world consistently showing that there's a clearly defined group, older people and others, with underlying conditions. Listen to this part.
The number one is, if you take away age, the number one underlying condition is obesity and diabetes. Those are the top two. And hypertension, although it's not clear how impactful each one of these is. There's not a lot of good data on these. But other diseases like kidney disease, congestive heart failure, I mean, these are significant underlying conditions. If you're young and otherwise healthy, you have essentially zero risk of dying and a very, very low risk, as the second point, of being hospitalized, because the policies are directed to stop people from dying and to prevent overcrowding. And we know that protecting the at-risk population will prevent hospital overcrowding. I mean, that's really very critical. If you're under 18 in New York, you make up 0.6% of the hospitalizations. And if you're over 60, you make up two-thirds. So there's a very significant targeted population here. We need to protect them. Yes. That doesn't need total isolation.
And this is the interesting challenge and opportunity that we have, is that post all this, are we going to be able to pull out the proper prescription? Because this is going to happen again. You know, our enemies have been watching our response, the world's response. And look how few countries decided not to totally shut down and to allow some common sense and our own humanity, our own immunity, our natural immunities to take over. You know, what they would call the crowd immunity. And this is what's starting to happen now. The herd immunity is taking over. And this is, you know, again, you're amazed at at how miraculous our bodies are designed to handle even something as pernicious as this coronavirus. You know, and so we have a lot to learn and to, you know, digest out of this whole process. Is, do we have the patience? Do we have the courage to do what it's going to take so that we truly are better off as a result of this, that we just didn't, you know, pummel our economy and, you know, and our own indebtedness to go through this whole exercise? Because, you know, it's not stopping here. You know, we have political interests that are miring up this whole situation. You have, and we knew this was going to be coming, the individual states saying, look at, hey, we lost a lot of money and we need to be healed. And so you guys got the vault open. So, you know, New York needs a bunch of money. And after all, it's, you know, we're the be all and end all of the United States of America. So you really owe it to us. But even, you know, Democratic senators have said, look, it's not the business of the people to heal these states. Well, I'll tell you, this may require, you know, the wisdom of, you know, Solomon's sword here, so to speak, as to how do we divide and separate, you know, to what point do we help states? And I say we, because it's going to come out of our treasury. We're paying for it. And all their mistakes that they've made, to what degree do we cover their mistakes and allow them to be healed? Because part of the problem that has been exacerbated is some of the poor management of their fiduciary responsibilities and their budgets. I mean, it's clear when you have, specifically in the case of New York, where you have Governor Cuomo takes $4 billion that was earmarked, I think it was $4 billion earmarked for, you know, for PPEs, for, you know, these kind of crises, emergency crisis, health crises. He said, nah, we don't need that. You know, let's go buy some windmills and let's go buy some, you know, green energy. Well, let's go invest there. Well, you made a bad investment. And because you made a bad investment, which proved to be a bad investment, you didn't do anything about it. Now you're in trouble and you want us scrambling and you're, oh, we need ventilators. Oh, we need PPE and all this stuff. And, you know, the squeaky wheel gets greased and he gets plenty of grease here. But look, at this debate is going to continue and it's going to be quite the exercise because guess what? There's going to be more shots at the to come, and you know, they're not going to let any good opportunity waste while that vault is open. They're going to have their bags out and they're going to have their special interest and they're going to want, you know, they're going to hold us hostage, you know, for the kind of funding that is needed in order for them to get, because that's the way they've operated all along. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton, which we have to give him a lot of credit, has been focused on the central part and problem of this COVID-19 escape. Listen to what he had to say.
I want to distinguish between the origins of the virus and China's reactions to the virus. So right now, as you say, the most plausible explanation, supported by literally all of the circumstantial evidence, is that the virus originated in one of those two laboratories in Wuhan. All the way back in January, it was pretty well documented by Chinese scientists that it did not originate
Brad, how long
in the
is
food
this?
Market. But wherever it originated, Maria, we know that the Chinese Communist Party was both criminally negligent and incompetent at first, and then deliberately malevolent in the way they responded to this virus for their own people and the world. As early as the second week of December, it was clear that this virus was spreading from person to person. By late December, it was spreading to doctors in Wuhan hospitals. Some doctors were trying to blow the whistle on these facts. And the secret police arrived at their doorsteps in the middle of the night. So only after China fessed up to the WHO on December 31st did the world know what was happening. Yet still, they continued to deny that it was spreading from person to person into mid-January. That allowed millions of people to leave Wuhan. And then finally, China continued to pressure the WHO and other countries not to stop international travel from China. That meant that hundreds of thousands of persons left China after this virus was spread far outside of Wuhan, which allowed the virus to escape China's borders and get to the United States and get to Europe and get to essentially every country in the world.
As Senator Tom Cotton, on his, you know, what he saw happening, he says the Chinese communist leadership just didn't want to see their relative power and standing in the world decline because because their virus was contained within China, so they deliberately hid it and allowed it to spread out to the world. They figure, hey, if they're going to go through pain, everybody else is going to go through pain, and you got to remember where their economy was going into this. And if they'd have been the only one to take the hit, it would have been an absolute disaster for them. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia's the latest state that's going to be reopening some businesses, as restaurants today can reopen their dining areas as long as they adhere to nearly 40 specific guidelines. One example, just 10 customers allowed for every 500 square feet of space. Brian Kemp, the governor, opened other businesses on Friday, from bowling alleys to salons and gyms. New coronavirus cases have been slowing in that state. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government is doing everything it can to help the economy recover.
We are putting in an unprecedented amount of fiscal relief into the economy. You're seeing trillions of dollars that's making its way into the economy, and I think this is going to have a significant impact.
Mnuchin saying yesterday he expects the economy to be running again by June or July. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
And that's what we strive for. That's what, what started the great American Revolution. And dare I say, it continues even into this 21st century, because freedom is not free. We have to continue to pay the price that it requires. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Anthony Noto is going to be joining us. He's the CEO of SoFi, serves on its board of directors, because we're going to be talking about small businesses. Got close to $400 billion approved. And, he's got some advice to give, especially small, medium-sized businesses, and how they can make sure that they get a part of it. I mean, it was a mad scramble last time to try to get, for small businesses to get their hands on some of that money. And he's got some great advice for us, but a little bit of Anthony's background so you understand why you should be listening. He served for almost 4 years as a co-head of Global TMT Investment Banking at Goldman Sachs. Was named partner in 2004, served as head of communications, media, and internet equity research before returning to Goldman. Anthony spent almost 3 years as the chief financial officer of the National Football League. He's a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy, holds a master's of business admin from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Anthony, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
My pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, it must have been exciting having been, the one-time chief financial officer for the NFL to see, the numbers and how much attention. I mean, we are absolutely starved for any kind of sports, and to have the kind of viewership that this, virtual draft attracted was quite amazing.
Yeah, they did the NFL, Roger, Commissioner Goodell, and the rest of the team did a phenomenal job of giving us all a respite from the last 6 weeks of sheltering in place and with no sports. And, I think the ratings are up over 35%, and I thought they did an incredible job of giving you the emotional feel as if you were there, as if they were in one place doing it despite being separated because of coronavirus and doing it virtually. But really awesome job by them.
Yeah, it's going to be an opportunity, and I say not only for the league, but for, the rest of us who love football, and here we are. We've been so deprived of any kind of sports action through this quarantine period, but it's coming back. How are we going to get back? How are we going to be able to be in stadiums once again, enjoying the game? And also, this might be an opportunity for the NFL to kind of clear the slate, because, as you know, I've been dealing with some crisis management issues that were hurting the franchise and not necessarily helping it. So hopefully we can get some of those cultural issues behind, and people can go back to enjoying football the way it was meant to be.
I think we're in an unprecedented period of time, and we're going to defer to the government officials on the reentry program and reopening program, and my guess is the league will put, we'll use that guidance as well to make decisions as it relates to playing games and having large crowd gatherings. It's obviously a time period that we've never experienced before, but, the leadership there has done a great job of navigating things, and I think they'll continue to do so.
Well, Anthony, regarding this $349 billion in PPP loans that was just announced that the president signed, what's your recommendation for small and mid-sized businesses? How do we get to the front of the line to make sure we're not overwhelmed, and we knew people were going to game the system, whether it was, some of these universities and some of these organizations that had, capital already. They were the last ones that should have gotten the money. Some have been good enough to say, okay, you got us. We probably shouldn't have. We're going to return the money. But, the fact of the matter is you've got these small businesses represent 50-60% of the backbone of our economic engine here, and they're the ones that need help. And as you know, part of the challenge we have is just the system itself. We've never, had to pass through this kind of money so quickly and at the same time do it in such a way to where you don't get yourself in trouble, to where the government's going to come back, 3-5 years down the road and say, oh, well, you violated this regulation and now you're going to have to pay this big fine.
That's right. Well, SoFi is about serving the underserved. We have been an online personal finance company that offers a complete suite of products across, refinancing your mortgage or refinancing your student loan or taking out a unsecured personal loan to either refinance your credit or bridge loan. But we also offer the opportunity to invest and then to use SoFi money to pay all your bills, pay your friends, deposit your check for work through direct deposit or mobile check upload. It's all your fingertips on your phone. But because of a member focus, we're listening to our members, what products they need, how we can help them. We saw just a tremendous outpouring of asking for help as related to small, medium business financing. Mm-hmm. It's not something we've historically done, but we launched within 4 days after the CARES Act a marketplace for people to come and apply for the paycheck protection programs. And our advice is don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you come to SoFi and click on small, medium business loans, it'll take you to a marketplace. You fill out one application that gets sent out to a network of hundreds of lenders for small, medium business in the PPP program. You have a better chance of getting approved that way. You'll have a faster response from what we can tell. And our company's been able to really listen to our member base, understand what they need, go out and find constituencies that actually do small, medium businesses loans and bringing them together in one spot. We've been really fortunate to see the response that we've seen, and it's really rewarding to see how much we're helping people.
That's a great idea. How was your success record in the first tranche?
We were able to match about 42% of the applicants with a network of lenders through Lantern. SoFi is the starting point, and we bring it to the marketplace of Lantern. And 42% of the applicants were matched with a network of lenders, and that's multiple lenders. And then 24% got approved by the SBA for the personal protection loans.
Well, that's Wow, this is a great concept. This is the first I heard about this, Anthony, so I appreciate you coming on to tell us about it.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. The one other thing I would just point out is the average amount of loan for financial institutions under the PPP program was about $200,000. Through our effort, the average loan size was about $42,000. So we're definitely helping the smaller end of the spectrum and the underserved small businesses that are not getting access to the dollars through the big commercial banks. So for those that have had trouble and not gotten an answer or have been declined, this is the place to come and apply.
What was the biggest problem for these small businesses and mid-sized businesses why they were unable to get financing the first time around?
Well, I think it comes down to the massive number of people that are probably applying through the big traditional commercial banks. When you come to this marketplace, it's a bunch of digital-only, early-stage, fast-growing companies that don't have as large of installed bases that they have to serve. And so it's being a bigger fish in a smaller pond, which small businesses are used to being. And in addition to that, the digital-focused companies are better at serving people online, and so the technology is just a lot simpler and easier to apply. And it's sending out to multiple lenders, so it's not just applying to one lender. So
right.
It's all the benefits of what the Internet can deliver.
Anthony, I mentioned earlier in the introduction that the system itself was ill-prepared to manage this kind of money. Maybe it's bigger, easier, I should say, for these bigger banks to hand out millions of dollars as opposed to $40,000 loans because it's, the same type of work, and they were pressed to get that out there. In some cases, I know our bank, there was a short window to apply. We talked to our bank early. And they said, well, we'll take your name, we'll let you know. We had no idea that, they were going to open up the gate like late Saturday night, and by, late Sunday afternoon, they were closed. The gate was closed on this thing the first time around.
Yeah, and, the reality is it is a first-come, first-served basis, but getting into the technology and being able to use it is the most important thing, getting the application completed. So we're encouraging people to apply as soon as possible because there's a waiting list. And those that apply first will get considered first.
So going back to what you stated earlier, we've got about a minute left. Who qualifies for these loans, and what does the application process look like?
The application process is a typical, type of credit process you would take. Obviously, all the information about the company, its size, its financial performance, its number of employees. One of the key conditions of the loan is maintaining your employee base and not letting people go. And so it's really important for the small, medium businesses to understand all the criteria. If you download the SoFi app or go to SoFi.com, we've created a resource center specifically for COVID-19 that explains the program and the requirements. The last thing we'd want is a small, medium business taking out a loan only to go against those policies and having to pay it back versus it being forgiven. And so you need all your information about your corporation and your financial information, and the rest is pretty straightforward.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for being with us. Anthony Noto, CEO of online personal finance company SoFi, right here on Bill Martinez Live. 18 before the top of the hour. You got it, sir.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest is the Louisiana Attorney General, and he's saying it's time for China to pay and America made to stay. We're having a little bit of an opportunity trying to get a hold of him and get him connected, and as soon as he does, this really picks up on what Senator Tom Cotton has been investigating for a number of months and has been talking about and keeping up front. And, of course, it's much to the dismay of those forces and influencers, even within our country, and let me say, elected officials who are in the bag for China and are, you know, just incensed about us even saying China in the same sentence as COVID-19. But Senator Cotton has been upfront about this from day one and saying, look, we have got to look at this problem, where it came from, and why it got to this point. Everybody's very careful, and Jeff Landry is with us right now, the Louisiana Attorney General. Let's bring him on. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning.
Well, as I was saying, Senator Cotton has really, you know, kept the focus on this. It almost seems politically incorrect to talk about, you know, China's responsibility for what they've done, not only to America, but to the world.
Well, yeah. Well, of course, you know, if you go about defining political correctness based upon the left and the mainstream media, we probably wouldn't be able to talk about much.
Yes.
But you're right. Look, absolutely. When you think about where this virus originated, the ability to contain the virus, the lack of information that came out of communist China, and you drill down into the economic destruction that it has caused, somebody should be held accountable for it. But I will tell you this. I think that I do believe that this entire pandemic has showed a vast majority of American people the weakness in America.
Exactly.
And where our supply chain has been weak, it has certainly shown the importance of borders. When you think about when Donald Trump took the political world by storm with his Make America Great message, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He moved people because they longed for a return of America to its principles of America first, care for your citizens, then take care of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the president knew, as many of us do, that a stronger America would lead to a better America and a safer world. And that most of the problems we had were based upon bad trade, right?
Right.
We were underperforming because the game was rigged. It was rigged against the American worker. It was either a bad trade agreement, overregulations, things that caused American factories to move abroad, with this slogan of free trade, while other countries rigged their trade. America was supposed to play by a certain set of rules. All of a sudden now you see the weakness in that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and the thing about this, Mr. Landry, is that we got worked. I mean, the American people got worked. This globalist movement that has been going on for decades, this isn't something that just happened overnight. And the beneficence of the American people has allowed themselves to be taken advantage of. You had these political interests that said, look, if we're just nice to these communists and we help them out, then they will come into the fold and they will play nice. There's never been any indication, decades later, that they've want to play nice. If anything, what they have done is they've infiltrated our country. They've infiltrated our political class. Because the thing that we can be thankful for Donald Trump is as well, is that he's been an exposing agent. He is exposing the corruption that's taken place. Because some people sit there and they all of a sudden they go, wait, how could this happen? What is going on? And then you start seeing the tentacles of corruption going into the back pockets of some of these influencers and political operatives, people that we've elected to office, that have sold America's best interests for the highest bidder, and a lot of them being the communists. And you see them out right now boldly defending the case and suggesting that Donald Trump doesn't like, he's racist because he may or may not, like Chinese food or something. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd of what is being suggested by the mainstream media. But the fact of the matter is that China got their fingers in the back pockets of too many politicians and the media and higher schools of learning, with the Confucius Institute involved in at least 41 educational institutions that are influencing the narrative and are serving as a pipeline of our intellectual property and research right straight to the Communist Party.
Well, I'll give you two schools of thought. You're exactly right. Number one, when I grew up in a very small town in South Louisiana, and in that town there was a huge textile mill, right? It employed like at its peak like 3,000 employees in a very small town, okay, in rural South Louisiana, and that textile mill did everything. It created a great middle class within a number of small towns in that area. It was owned by Fruit of the Loom, and it manufactured undergarments, underwear, and T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be manufacturing masks for us right now too if they were around, right? Just saying.
That's exactly what I was telling you. And so I'll never forget, NAFTA was passed under a Republican-controlled Congress and a Democrat president, Bill Clinton. NAFTA was passed, and 6 months after, I mean, the ink was not even dry. And that million square foot warehouse textile mill was shuttered. Okay. And those towns around that textile mill have never recovered. But you hit the nail on the head. Today, if we were faced with this pandemic like we are, and if that textile mill was in operation, we would have been able to protect Americans by turning that textile mill into a PPE manufacturing factory at the blink of an eye. But it doesn't exist because the infrastructure is gone.
Exactly. Well, Attorney General, even when it comes down to you know, some biomedicals, I mean, the pharmaceuticals, they control you know, some of these critical elements that we need to protect our own citizens. And they've already said, which I thought was a rather bold statement on their part, and President Xi did not do anything like say, wait a minute, wait, stop, you know, we didn't mean that, but to threaten withholding, you know, product that would help our citizens, and especially considering, I mean, the nerve that they have. I mean, we're the ones that empowered them and gave them this technology, and now they want to withhold, not to mention what we're finding out is that they knew this was coming up, and they went on the open market, bought up all these PPEs. They really, you know, tilted everything in their direction and to their advantage, which makes this seem like it was, you know, more intentional possibly than accidental. And I know some people aren't willing to get to that point to say that it was, you know, this was an absolute, you know, military action by the Chinese. God forbid that it would be, but it is very diabolical nonetheless.
Yeah, let me offer you a couple of, and the listeners, a couple of thoughts, right? Because you mentioned pharmaceuticals. You know, I don't know if many of you listeners know about the U.S. Maritime Act of 1920, which was born out of self-reliance, okay, and it established a merchant marine in America. It recognized, you know, at the time, you can think about 1920, maritime trade was paramount, right? And it's still very, very important today. But the purpose of it was to recognize the importance of maritime transfer of goods and products during a wartime. And, of course, that act is still in place and has been hugely successful. But embedded in that act was a provision called the Jones Act, right, which requires that goods and products that are transported on water from one domestic port to another must be done on an American-made ship, on an American flag vessel, using American sailors. Okay. Now, just it was made to ensure that America's vital supply chain was protected. So, would we allow China to control our railroads, our interstate systems? But what we're seeing is, so let's talk about it in the medical front. Just think if there was a Jones Act type pharmaceutical version
exactly
in place right now. Okay. What kind of leverage would we have had over this virus? What kind of leverage what we have over other countries and the ability for them to inflict damage on our economy. Now, whether or not you want to go to the point where you think that the virus was caused by an overt act or not, certainly, even if it was not, it has exposed a tremendous amount of weakness in America's system. So if you're a country that wanted to impact America and inflict damage upon it, certainly doing so in this manner, moving forward, is an option because
exactly.
You know already now the impact that it causes because of our supply chain weakness.
Well, last year, President Trump made it clear. Remember when we had the discussion about steel? He, you know, realized, goes, wait a minute, we are importing way too much steel. I mean, we are very vulnerable from that standpoint. It's interesting, Attorney General, that we didn't translate our vulnerability for steel across any other necessities and critical, you know, critical elements that we needed to have control of. Don't you think?
I do, but you know, I'll tell you the interesting part, and of course, you know, I know a lot about the Jones Act, kind of going back to it, because when I was in Congress, I represented one of the largest maritime districts in the country, had more Jones Act sailors than any other congressional district.
Right.
But you would be amazed to find that there are people, even on our side in the Republican Party, that say that these types of actions, these types of protective measures are in some way unconservative, or that's un-Republican, or that's not the way that we should act, that we should be looking at free trade.
Yeah.
I would tell you that the world is not about free trade. The world is about fair trade.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's about making sure that we're protecting our own here in America.
He's Louisiana's Attorney General, Jeff Landry, right here. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.